The Jaguars moving Wednesday practice to Tuesday. It's Christmas week, and it's week 17 in the National Football League. The 3-12 Jaguars and the 8-7 Houston Texans. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars. J.P. Shadrick with you. The Jaguars back to work on Tuesday on the Florida Blue practice fields and getting ready for Sunday's game at NRG Stadium in Houston against the division rival Texans. The Jaguars adjusted practice this week to give players Thursday off, so a regular Wednesday on a Tuesday today. Jaguars quarterback Blake Bortles last week led the Jags on three touchdown drives, but fought through a foot sprain to even suit up for the game. Now this week, it's all about finishing the season strong, both in the remaining practices and in the final game.
You don't want to sit here and just go through the motions these last 2 days, because you got months until you get to do stuff like this again. So you want to, you know, use these next couple days as learning opportunities, like they are, and continue to learn and grow and try and get better and progress, going into this weekend.
Other Tuesday notes, no official injury report today, but Roy Miller and Andre Branch did not practice. It sounds like Branch is improving. You'll have to drag Miller off the field. More on him with John Osier in a moment. Marquise Lee, 5 catches away from 40 for his rookie season. And if he gets there Sunday, the Jags will be the first team in league history with 3 rookies over 40 catches. He will join Allen Robinson and Allen Hurns. And finally, the game telecast, originally scheduled for CBS, has been moved to Fox due to Week 17 flex scheduling by the television networks. We welcome in Jaguars.com senior writer John Osier, and of course we talk quarterback today. Only a couple of practices and one game left in his rookie season.
Well, and a lot of the talk with him in the locker room today were people trying to get him to sort of assess how he's done, the improvement. He's definitely made improvement, talking about teammates, the trust. But he sort of said, hey, I'll do that next week. This week is a time for concentrating on the game, for trying to squeeze as much as he can out of these last two or three practices and the game. At some point next week, he'll sit down and sort of reflect and figure out where he needs to go, get with Jed on his off season and all that stuff. But for right now, he's focused on Sunday.
On the other side of the ball, Roy Miller signed a 4-year contract extension but hasn't played since then and didn't practice today.
Well, and he's still holding out hope he can play. He said he'll take it right up until Saturday, Sunday, whenever they'll give him the deadline is when he'll play. And I asked him, so why? Why play at this point? And he gave the answer that you would expect a guy in his shoes to give. You get 16 games in the NFL, and guys have a career that's relatively short. So you get so many opportunities to play, and these guys, as much as fans may want to look at it and say, well, what's the reason? Why would you do that? These guys love to play football. You don't want to give an opportunity to play football when you can.
To that end, the Jaguars are, you know, way out of the race. They've been out of the race for a while. The Texans still have an outside shot of getting a wild card, but that's not really the motivation knocking them out. It's more about the Jaguars right now.
Well, and players have talked the last couple of weeks that Gus Bradley gave the team sort of a mandate, if you will, of let's take these last two games and take them as if we're in it. Because at some point down the road, we're going to be in it. So the players have really bought into that. I think you could see that in the celebration on Thursday, that, you know, they're in this mode that these games matter. There's motivation. So I would expect to see that on Sunday. I don't expect to see a flat team on Sunday. It's going to be a motivated team.
Here we go. Holiday week football, John.
Holiday week. Merry Christmas.
Jaguars.com senior correspondent Brian Sexton had a chance to watch a lot of the games, as we all did this past weekend. He thinks the Jaguars are closer than you might expect.
I know the Jaguars are supposed to be one of the worst teams in the NFL, but after watching football all day Sunday, I'm not entirely convinced. They're certainly not very good. 3-12 is very convincing of that. But I watched some teams with 5, 6, and 7 wins, and I really wasn't impressed. Have you seen the Falcons, for instance? They have a good one in Matt Ryan, and Julio Jones, maybe the best receiver I've seen. But their defense is a wreck, the offensive line is not very good, and their running back's 100 years old, and they could make the playoffs. The Jaguars roster with a young quarterback and young talent on the offensive line and at receiver and a veteran defense, in my opinion, is better than those of the Jets, the Raiders, the Redskins, Titans, and Buccaneers. Other than having a top-flight quarterback, I'd take the Jags' young roster over that of the Falcons, Giants, and Panthers, and I'm not sure the Bears or Browns are a whole lot better. Now, I'm projecting, of course, where I expect the Jaguars to be next fall, when all these young guys are a year older and a year better. But it is a crystal ball business, and when you look at the pieces the Jags have put in place in the last two seasons, and with a strong draft position, the Jaguars, among the other 10 teams I mentioned here, have as much a claim as any to make a dramatic move upwards in the fall. The Jaguars' record isn't very good, but take a look at the roster. You'll find they're not the worst position team in the NFL.
Thanks, Brian. The Jaguars continue prep for the Houston Texans on Christmas Eve. We'll have all the post-practice coverage right here on Jaguars.com. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars.